Hey, welcome back to the Creator Cocktail Hour. I'm Derek Lavinga, your host from the Inbound Lab. And again, today we're talking about the Big Winter Classic and the artist that created some AI art for the event. Our guest today is Eric Seymour, who is the Associate Creative Director at Rethink. We talk about his creative process and his experience working on the task for the Big Winter Classic. If you're interested in coming to Big and you're in the area, learn more about it and get your tickets at bigwinterclassic.com. And without further ado, here's the episode. So sorry, having some technical difficulties.
Okay, you're a podcast guy, not a Zoom guy. I get it.
What's the difference, really? It's all just conversation, after all.
It's true.
Why don't we start off quickly just by introducing yourself, where you work and who you are. So Eric, who are you?
Sure. I'm Eric Seymour. By day, I work at Rethink, which is an advertising agency based in Vancouver and Montreal and Toronto. By night, I do OK Social, which is an event coordinator for kind of creative people. We just kind of throw parties after work for creative people. I also, in the past, on the planning organization committee for Big Winter Classic, so I know those people really well. But yeah, I was also just a designer and an artist and an art director, et cetera, all that creative picture kind of stuff.
I'm always curious how artists become artists. Like, you know, I consider myself creative, but I don't like create art or do anything super creative on like a full-time basis. But you do. You create amazing, you know, graphic designs or visual communication material, if you want to get real professional about it, for a lot of the brands that you work with. And a lot of that is strategic. But at the same time, you're also doing something that you like. Right. So how did you get into art?
Well, I mean, like, I feel like art and design are very different. It's rare that I would even call myself an artist in this circumstance, doing this, like this piece for this show. It was an artist thing, but I usually normally wouldn't call myself an artist. But I mean, the way that I got into it is just as an extension from design. You know, design is solving problems with art and creativity. And I mean, you just take out the problem, kind of create your own problem. That's art, baby.
That's true. Is there any, are there any artsy trends right now that, or graphic design trends that you're following right now? I know there's this big one called, it's like anti-design. What are your thoughts around that?
I mean, one of the parts of design and art as well, I think, is like, you kind of try to be a little bit cognizant of trends. You sort of try to like, I at least try to avoid them just because they kind of like tend to go out of style. Though I'm always like, I know what's current, but I try to like not be too on the nose with those things. Try not to abuse them because I know like in a couple months, they're going to go out of style. Anti-design specifically is like, I mean, I'm a big fan. Like I love, it's very hard to make something look like you haven't tried to make it. So I find that's a very fun challenge in design and art, is like making it look like somebody made it on Word. Like, you use like the Arial font and you use like these shitty, like black and white images that are really pixely. I like the idea of it. So that's definitely a trend that I've like, taken advantage of in my style. But to summarize, I try to avoid trends as much as I can.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of, you know, challenges and trends, just part of the Big Winter Classic, you were tasked as an artist to explore some of the emerging AI technology and creating a unique piece of artwork using AI art tools in a way that complements your creative process. How was your journey through AI? What did you think of the tool?
Well, I had already kind of started exploring it within my creative process a little bit, like, especially in like advertising, there's so many like sketches and comps that you do to kind of communicate an idea before, like try to get the client to sell off on it. They kind of like need some sort of visual. So I had kind of started playing with it to see if I could like maybe speed up my process by putting it through AI. What I realized is it's like way harder than it looks. Like the prompt crafting was much harder than I thought. I had to do a lot more research than I thought. People online like make it look really easy.
Yeah.
But it's easy if you want, like, there's like a certain style to AI I've discovered. Like each platform kind of has a style that it puts out. Like Midjourney's, I find, is like really clear. Like it kind of uses the same colors. Like if you just like have no idea of the prompts and type in like a guy wearing a hat, it'll look the same as if you say like a bouquet of flowers. Like it like paints it in the same style. So like once you start getting into these prompts of style is where you really like get into cooler things.
Yeah.
And so I had only started with DALL-E before, and Paul, the Big Winter Classic, and Sajak and Farkey Paul, he was the one that introduced me to Midjourney, which I had never tried before. So you kind of go through and you like, yeah, I'm not sure if you used it before, but you have to go through like Discord. And so you have to sign up for Discord. And then there's like, yeah, you put your prompts in a chat and stuff like this. And then eventually it starts to like, there's a pay gate that you have to pay into. But after a while, I like started to get prompts that I really like. And I just like wrote those down in a document, like this one works really good. And then you just, I mean, it's like any skill, you know, it's like where you kind of have to like learn and develop your own style within the platform. And I feel like that's like the kind of prompts you choose. So there is actually like a little bit of your own style that goes into AI, which I kind of appreciate.
What would you consider is your art style?
Oh, that's really hard. This kind of goes along with like trends, you know, is like I try to avoid trends. I also try not to have a style. I think that's kind of like as a designer, you kind of do that because you're trying to sort of put your mind in like what the client might want or like what the business might want to look like. So you try to avoid having any sort of the same style. That being said, there is like tricks that you start to learn that work really well for you and like people like that you start to like keep doing.
Yeah.
So I think that there's probably a lot of those like tricks that I use over and over again. But I wouldn't say I have any sort of style, or I hope I don't, but I mean, I'm sure like from an outside perspective, you might be like, oh, Eric always looks like this, but I mean, it's hard to tell for me internally.
Yeah. Well, you're trying to use the AI technology to inspire you in your creativity. So let's say what type of art style inspired you in your creativity when you first got your artificial intelligence prompts? What inspired you in terms of what you've created today?
That's a really good question. I think honestly, what inspired the look or the style of my poster was just a minimal amount of knowledge of the platform. Like I had started on it. I had only been using it for like a couple of weeks, maybe a month. And then immediately you're thrown into this assignment where you're like, you know how I had mentioned earlier, like there's these certain, it's not necessarily a style, but there's certain tricks you use again. I feel like I had a minimal amount of tricks that I used for AI. So I knew what I knew from what I had already done. And I just used that. So it's kind of like I'm sure you haven't seen the poster, but it's like a clean white background. And then it has kind of all these isolated objects on it that I've created on like a plane. Basically, like they look like they're sitting on like a big white surface. And part of the reason I did that is because I realized I could really well control the AI thing if I prompted in Midjourney to like have it on a clean white background. So I ended up kind of like creating separate little objects and pasting them together myself, which I found better than just like doing one prompt that created a whole poster, if that makes sense.
Okay.
The style was really just like built out of what I knew about Midjourney and AI.
Gotcha. Well, what did you write as your prompt for AI for the art piece?
So the concept for the actual art piece is I wanted to take the prompts given to me, which were, they're all like bands from the festival. Mm-hmm. So I had, I think, Mother Mary was the name of one band, Status Non-Status, Black Lightning. And so I basically started off like dropping those in and then I'd be like, ah, that didn't really produce anything in the style that I wanted. So then I would like try it again, mixing it with other things that I had kind of wanted to include in the poster. The point I was trying to make was that AI isn't as strong yet as it should be. Like it's not quite, everyone is really worried that it's going to like steal a lot of jobs and stuff, but it's actually not that easy and not as powerful as everyone thinks. Like you see only like these absolutely bonkers pro people do it who have probably spent a really long time trying to figure out exactly how to do it, which means they're kind of artists in themselves. So like, you can use AI to make art. It's not going to necessarily take your job. You just have to kind of change your mindset to include it into your creative process.
What do you think is the biggest benefit to having this technology at your fingertips?
To be honest, I don't see much benefit yet. I just think until maybe I have time to like really spend time on it and figure it out, it's just not something you can jump into and like include in your process right away. It takes time to figure out. And so I don't find it that useful yet. Down the road, I could see it like maybe replacing like mock-ups for me. Like it's not one of the things that I think everyone is worried about with AI is like illustrators, especially like illustrators, they like create art. Usually like kind of like a mix between an artist and a designer where they're like creating art, but it's like with a prompt for a client usually. And so I think everyone's worried that AI is going to take their jobs. And so I'm like, I don't really want to support it to like create illustration work for myself, but if it could take away work that I'm doing, then I would be happy to do that. So I think that's where I see it the most useful. It's just like taking jobs that I do, like sketching, mock-ups, anything to sort of communicate an idea. But if it comes down to it, I'm still going to pay an illustrator to execute something like that rather than even try to do AI, just because I feel like A, it's going to be more efficient, and B, I want to support those people.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Totally. How much have you been following this kind of this new art style where folks are using AI to, you know, create inspiration? How much have you been following it?
I definitely did a lot of research on prompts and styles as I was just getting started. I find that the style of work that's created with AI, it's not especially cool. it comes out sort of dated, you know. Right. It doesn't appeal to me as like a designer and an artist. Like it's nothing that I would print out and put out in my home or anything. So there's not a lot of people that I really follow with it, but I did definitely like search some inspo for like what prompts I could kind of take advantage of to try some different things.
When you finally found something that you like, how'd you feel about it?
I mean, I was excited at first. I think like, I was like, oh man, this thing is really powerful. It took me a little while to realize that I was like, oh man, this is really close to what I wanted. And it took me a while to realize like, oh, it's really hard to get it exactly where you want it. Like I think all designers and creatives in general are kind of perfectionists. Yeah. And so I was like, I was really frustrated, like just trying to tweak little things and it would like not change at all, or it would change way too much. It was just impossible to like hone it in. And so I think my excitement was pretty short lived. I think I realized pretty quickly how hard it would be to get what you're looking for.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah. You know, aside from this project that you were tasked with, have you been playing around with it anymore? And how has maybe your prompt crafting evolved since then?
I did definitely try to use it a little bit for like advertising work. We were doing lots of like storyboarding for like TV spots and stuff. Yeah. And so I tried to see if it could like, we were working on a TV spot for BC Cancer Foundation. And so I was like, female doctor helping a patient get a mammogram sketch, black and white. And it basically like produced this like monster of a person. And so I was like, okay, this is not usable. But in terms of crafting prompts, I think it definitely works better with things that look a little bit more photorealistic rather than like a drawing. Like it can't really reproduce art styles as well as it can things that are like look really high definition and painterly. That's like part of the reason I don't feel like it's going to replace art, is because it hasn't like, it can't do natural brush strokes, it can't do like pencil marks. It like makes it so, you could tell it's a computer. It's like all like blurry and weird, and it just doesn't look realistic. So that was one of the things that I noticed early on.
It's almost like that could be your art style, where you just, your new art style is the human artificial intelligence. This is how I would do it if I was an AI bot.
That's kind of funny. That was my original concept for a poster, is I wanted to get AI to create an artwork, and then I would steal that. So like, I would like do an illustration that was just tracing what the AI had done and be like, take that AI. You think you're stealing our jobs? I'm stealing your job now.
Yeah. Just keep going back and forth like a bank robber robbing another bank robber. Right.
It's like a Robin Hood.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Except you're just, you're giving back to the rich anyways, so it's all good.
Yeah, exactly.
When it comes to the creative process, like for me, I have like this morning routine where like I'll have my breakfast or whatever. And then I always have to do something creative just to get like my mental juices flowing for the most part. Do you have a process in the morning that kind of gets you into that mindset? And can you share it with us?
At my morning routine, I usually get up really early. I'm a big morning person. Like usually like I don't start work until like 9 and I'm usually up at like 6:30. Oh. I like to like make coffee and I love to lounge in bed. And usually that's when I do most of my like thinking. Like there's a good half asleep phase where I have the weirdest and best ideas. That's like better than any time of the day for me. Like it's my most like it's, you know, people are always like, I like to think in the shower. That like half asleep moment is for me. So I usually do that for a little bit while like coffee's brewing or whatever. And then I usually just like do a workout, drink coffee and slowly walk around. I love to move slow in the morning.
Yeah. Do a workout and slowly walk around. What are you doing? Tai Chi?
No, just, I don't know. Just like putter around the house, tidy things. I don't know. Sometimes I just like, I'm like, oh my God, where did the morning go? Cause I've just been doing dumb shit all morning.
Yeah.
And then I usually get ready and then like usually 8 a.m. to like 9 a.m. I usually try to like start. I start to do like, cause I mean, my day from 9 to 5 is very meeting heavy and like a lot of talking about work and not doing work. So from 8 till 9, I like to just like sit and do work, like put my headphones in and just like actually get stuff done. Because I find by the time like 5 PM rolls around, my brain is so tired. And, I just find that like little period of time is like the kind of the strongest creatively for me.
That's interesting. Like the time where you're like half asleep and half awake is where you come up with some of the good ideas. It's like a weird psychedelic thing.
It is sort of like that. And sometimes they're like so weird and bad that, and I'm so excited about them that I'll write them down in my phone. And then I look back at them and I'm like, this just doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, fair enough.
I used to have a document just of like things that I said in that phase where I was just like, this reminder to myself is gibberish.
Very cool. Is there anything you want to add about your experience creating something using AI?
I would just say, I don't think we need to be as worried about it as we are as artists. I think it's got a long way to go before it's going to take anyone's job.
Mm-hmm. It might provide you with some good ideas, but you know, you're still putting in a lot of the work.
My last thought would just be like, I would start getting familiar with like Midjourney and DALL-E just so that you can figure out how to use it in your creative process. And in case it does become like a thing that starts to replace artists, then you're up to date. You're like, you're not being replaced. You've like integrated into the system and you're like one of these people kind of controlling it, like an artist using AI.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming onto the podcast.
No worries.
It's also great to see you.
Yeah. Thanks, pal. Chat soon. Bye, Derek.
Bye. This episode is brought to you by The Inbound Lab, marketing with your audience's best interests at heart. To learn more about The Inbound Lab, check out theinboundlab.ca.